Yes, sir.
Don't even know you need them went to the grave.
Yes, sir.
And it happens that fast.
Yes, sir.
Still, Sister Anselm, I'm the so-called awakening cookie crumb, she's in hell.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? She knows something is happening, but she can't figure out what it is.
Yes, sir.
She still thinks she's thread water when she done submerged up under the water and drowned it.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Be on the similarity, all water seeks its own level, and we know behind a shadow of a doubt, this so-called Leslie is not a Muslim, in the standing ovation way.
That's right, yes, sir.
If you got to function that long and that hard and haven't got no response, or haven't been able to drop it, put it to the front door of the temple and drop it off to go to the temple by now, just, you ain't doing nothing.
That's right.
You're not doing a thing. If she hasn't been able to call this way and talk about, as Miss so-called Leslie couldn't call this way and talk about Islam, then what's going on down there? Pure foolishness and misery loves company.
Yes, sir.
So that's why I said when we go that way, we don't even talk to her about anything. If she calls up this way, we don't bring up no phone calls to talk to her about nothing.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I just called to see about, well, we don't just have conversations just to have conversations.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
One thing I was going to say about this here thing, now, when Brother Anselm, if we get, when we learn about the President of the Messenger 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 of the
Messenger
of the Messenger of the Messenger of the Messenger of the Messenger of the Messenger of the Messenger of the Messenger of the Messenger of the Messenger of the Messenger of the Messenger of the Messenger. And when he wasn't using it, it can slide. If you got one, couldn't it slide into that little closet during the day? It can slide into that little closet, you say, in the hallway or something, or it's not that long?
Yes, I believe the big closet, it may fit in there, but...
And then you close it, but when it gets ready to get into it at night, you pull it out into the front room area.
Like one of those fold-up things, sir?
No, I ain't talking about one of those hospital beds that let up and got the trapeze thing on the top.
We can look into it, yes, sir.
They only cost a hundred and you can get them all day for $100 or $105 or then $125 in the paper.
Yes, sir.
Electric motor.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But you would have to measure to see would it be able to fit into the closet.
Yes, sir.
And then so it'd be out of sight until the nightfall comes.
Yes, sir.
Is that true?
That's true, yes.
And so y'all went out and found out about the chair, and the man told y'all can come and get the chair for the dinette set?
Yes, sir. I was supposed to go get the chair today. Yes, sir.
We forgot.
Yeah, I'll praise you, Lord. I'm trying to send the message right here, I'm going to for the message of the Muslim, right, Mama. But that's one of the things that I was telling you about on the electric bed thing.
Yes, sir.
So that he can be up there and he can stop people from going if they're not supposed to be into the kitchen at night hour, what they want out of the kitchen.
Yes, sir.
You know, or someone is restricted from the kitchen, they can't wait for everybody to go to sleep and go to the kitchen, and then the children can't get up and roam around, or when the law is raised down and put down for them children to be in the room, and all of a sudden they come out if they're restricted to that room and they come out during the day or something, because on them pictures that y'all sent up here, them little children, you took a picture of the little children coming into the house or something, and them little children look like they were taking over the house.
Yes,
three little children are walking in the picture, going into the hallway.
Yes, sir.
I don't know who three little children them were, little answers.
Yes, sir.
They look like one had the hood over his face and stuff, and they look like, what the hell are you looking at taking a picture of me for?
Yes, sir.
And one look like, I'm the boss of this house. The other one dressed in red, I'm the boss of this house. Look like they were pretty rough lookers to me. I said, look like some little UFO people going to take over something.
Yes.
That's what I said. We had a good laugh about that. I mean, they look like, man, they wasn't playing it, and nobody better not ever tell them nothing to do. But what I'm saying this way, when those children need spanking, that's who's our brother and somebody about the bar.
That was the day, baby.
Who told you to put your hands on our child?
Sir, that was the J baby.
Huh?
That was one of them was the J baby.
No, not that J baby.
No, I'm just kidding.
I know that J baby.
Nah.
Like one of them rough riders that came up with Sister Anselm, I'm in so-called Erica up here. That was tearing up the place up here.
Yes, sir.
Them babies that came up here and turned the garbage can all upside down and stuff. That's what like what them kind of baby children were.
Yes, sir.
You know, took the keys and tried to stick them down the key drain in a cabinet wall and stuff. And she had no control over them.
Yes, sir.
But now that's what I'm talking about, like, when they're supposed to go to the room and stay in the room and they come out during the day or something?
Yes, sir.
But your brother has something to talk about that. And sister has something to ask you, who told you to do this? Master Jay told me to do this.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
She asked, who told you I couldn't go? Master Jay told me.
Yes, sir.
And who told you to do it, Master Jay told me to tell you to do that because you're Mr. Haven.
Yes, sir.
And we don't have no Mr. Haven because Mr. Haven makes you. You take those children like that, Mr. Haven, take them out on the street, they misbehave out on the street, and they make it look like we ain't nothing.
Yes, sir.
They probably take everything off the stove cases in the there when you go to shopping.
Yes, sir.
Probably got everything in their pockets when they start coming out. I don't know. I'm not there. Where's my mother Superior?
She went home, and I haven't talked to her myself, but the sister said that they had spoke with her last night, that she called to say that she had made it home. And I...
She don't know where home is at.
No.
I got the prison master about to see my mama have her go anywhere where she can try to talk alone to Brother Anthony and Mama so-called Ratcliffe.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And what would give her a more important feeling, like she said, that all people adjust to her. See, everybody at first attracted. Mother Superior have a character that is quick to adjust to the want to be with, but then when you get there, you'll find out that's not what it is.
Oh, yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
She has to really be taught.
Yes, sir.
She has to really be brought up so that she's a beautiful sister.
Yes, sir.
But she has to learn how to submit. She still wants to try to be independent. She has a dream of seeing herself sitting up in the house there alone with Brother Anthony and Mother So-called Ratcliffe.
Yes, sir.
And that's not what it's about, most of. Because something happened that we used to say that we united, all of us used to say, that shouldn't have never happened, and that was related to, but it was supposed to happen because it was written, him and Sister Anthony and Mother. He's got three things he's got to try to work out. And a lot of times the prison master wants to see my mother's mentioned, the mother's black mama, have to have him work out. And that soon as Sister Anthony and Mother want to know he's out, and when you get out, and Sister Anthony and Mother, KK and Mother Superior.
Yes, sir.
And his wondering eyeballs on his neck.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I say?
Oh, yes, sir.
That's one reason that I say down to the temple, young man.
Yes, sir.
You got to go down there to the temple.
Yes, sir.
There's no way that he could function out there in that world without going out there because he would fall victim to the world.
Yes, sir.
You understand that? We wouldn't be able to find him.
Yes, sir.
We would hear rumors of him.
Yes, sir.
But we wouldn't find him.
Yes, sir.
He'd be in a state of hell.
Yes, sir.
With all praise to the Lord. And he would be after everybody else's woman, but he'd think everybody else is after his woman.
That's right, yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
because
sir.
He hasn't been taught on that.
Yes, sir.
All praise to the Lord God and the prison master. Why? The reason that he thinks everybody's after his woman is the reason that the Lord God and the prison master wants to be the master of the Lord. I remember having him thinking that everybody's after his woman because in reality he's thinking about everybody else's woman.
Yes, sir.
Any woman, as long as he thinks it's a Muslim, but it's just any woman, really.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, sir.
So once you know this, once you know your fruit, you know how to work with them.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes,
know how to put security on top of security on.
Yes, sir.
And you know why the most honorable God mother said keep them all congregated together.
Yes, sir.
So they don't fall by the wayside.
Yes, sir.
You put security on top of security.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand? That's why you keep two or more together. But you don't put two weak ones together.
Yes, sir.
If you can keep from it.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, yes, sir.
And that's why we know we don't allow God to depend on Master Mother, our mother's best, and most of our mothers are blessed us to have some beautiful sisters, and so-called Malik sisters, and so-called Shatera sisters, and so-called Shatera sisters, and so-called Shatera sisters, and so-called, well, you know, sisters, and so-called Erica. We don't come a long way to be tried to let something stir up the mess.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
They are all the property of Allah God and the prison master,
Yes, sir.
So, the processes of the drilling and different things like this, and then remember,
believe I got in the Prince of Master Wallace, 25 Mountain, the Master Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, through the Marco Troy, and the Master.
Who got a telephone?
The telephone up here, she's letting them know downstairs. I believe we had our budget, sir. We just, you know.
Telephone!
You hear me?
Okay. Telephone for who?
Oh, it's for Aunt So-Called Erica, the sister answered
it.
Aunt So-Called Monique.
Okay, yes, sir. Okay, yes, sir. It's time that I go back to the single cell, all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I love y'all, and I love the sister, love the righteous people, no matter what race, creed, or color that they are. And I understand the others.
Yes, sir. We love you too, sir.
Okay, so I'll call tomorrow. It's just the will of God, the President of the Master of the Deep Ram, the Messenger of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And get some more stuff off. Keep some stuff pumping to that so-called Benny Pound.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so y'all are
coming.
Okay. See, there's one thing that I'm going to open in the name of Allah God, who came to person the Master of Allah, Steve Ram Muhammad, in the name of his master, Jesus, Apostle, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in the most holy name of Muhammad. Sajjalallahu and assalamu alaikum to the degree of the Creator's master plan of the year of our Lord and post.
Sajjalallahu and wa alaikum salam to the degree of the Creator's master plan of the year of our Lord and host of February the 20th, 1994, and the works of the Master J.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir.
Well, one of the things that Allah God, the President of the Master, Wallace Deeper Muhammad, his message, the Most Honorable Muhammad, had me reflect on last night was related to the aspects of the General Troyo, the J General Troyo service.
Yes, sir.
And that, you see, in the paper there, it has for this General Troyo school and for a little as 1,200 or a little, whatever it was, I think it was 1,200 or something. That might be even way more than what it says, you know?
Yes, sir.
That you invest this and they guarantee they take you to school and in this industrial trade, they take you to school and train you, you know what I'm saying, how they want you, you know, all the different equipments and stuff.
Yes, sir.
And then they get you the job.
Yes, sir.
And then you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And they work with you all the way through.
Yes, sir.
On everything. Well, this trade, I want you guys to remember, we got to have a yin and a yang process of the janitorial service.
Yes, sir.
So through this way and the other way down there, they give us two functionings, you know, through a so-called am.
Yes, sir.
And through the screen up here, because, see, you want to be trained in the uniqueness of it.
Yes, sir.
Because you got to know, you understand what I'm saying? You just don't put all your eggs into that particular basket.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand? So therefore, we know that at the school, it'll be male genders.
Yes, sir.
So at the same time, we have to have a male gender that is an answer of Muhammad with the sisters when they go through there.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So they can explain the principles and don't so that the male gender, the lost sound male genders out there, or those devil male genders out there, would not try to take advantage or seek to try to take advantage because the natural law of order of things of that type of world is in the functioning act out there in that world.
Yes, sir.
You know, where everybody is seeking to sexualize or, you know, or sodomize everybody.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
In order to fulfill the prophecy that every man is seeking after the other neighbor's wife.
Yes, sir.
And the other wife is seeking after the other neighbor's husband.
Yes, sir.
So we know that that's a natural law, and Allah God, the President of Master Wallace, Ephraim, Muhammad, this messenger, the Most Honorable Muhammad, didn't come to change the history. They come in order to lock it in, so it has to be fulfilled.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, but he gives us the knowledge of how to walk through here, neither teasing to the left nor to the right, by following exactly like he said, doing day or night.
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah God in the prison of Master Wallace, Ephraim, Muhammad, says for the message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
See, just like in the paper, they have this two types of janitorial service that you read in the back of the paper in that section. One is industrial janitorial service, professionally.
Yes, sir.
And the other one is just janitorial service.
Okay, yes, sir.
Can you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
One is big, heavy-duty industrial, like big buildings.
Yes, sir.
Many multiple buildings.
Yes, sir.
Or factories or places.
Yes, sir.
And then other ones, it's just like maybe a little store.
Yes, sir.